with head coach Charlotte Smith. I've got a couple of more questions, but I would be remiss. You and I have had this conversation before. Kaiser was great to spend a few moments. But the quote that I'm left with is, they do a great job of telling me the information and telling me to it in the manner that I would like to hear it.
Right.
That's important, right?
Most definitely. And that's the thing that I love about Taija is that, I mean, she said it right. You know, just shoot her straight. Give her the information that she needs. She looks you dead in the eye. You don't see any type of negative body language. She just absorbs the information and applies it. And so having a teachable spirit is so important to the success of a player.
Okay, the winner Olympics is in Beijing, China for the next couple of weeks. And just in case people have not found one of the great social media Twitter shows, it is called hashtag Talking Olympics and Zora Stevenson and LaChina Robinson, the host.
Yeah.
Let's get first off to the one that played for you. I know you're awfully happy for Zora and all that she's gotten done, not only with this opportunity, but also with the Bucks as well.
Right. I'm so incredibly proud of Zora. It's like a proud mom moment. Zora is a rock star. Zora's always been a rock star. I knew it from the moment that, like, when we did our words of affirmation. So, like, after every practice, everybody has words of affirmation. And it says, we are, whatever it is, we are relentless, we are tough. And Zora would say her words of affirmation in such a way that you knew she was going to be special. She would say, we can accomplish whatever we put our minds to. And she said it with, like, so much force and authority that you knew, okay, she's broadcasting for life. She was really great here just in terms of being involved in everything at Elon and positioning herself to be successful. She built her resume here. She didn't wait until she graduated. And so that just propelled her into her career early.
I would be remiss, though, if I didn't ask you about the former Wake Forest standout, who she's working with in LaChina Robinson, somebody who you remember from your days as an assistant in the ACC.
Yeah, LaChina was an awesome player. And when Zora talked about wanting to go into broadcasting, I knew that I had to connect her to LaChina, you know, to mentor her. And it's amazing that LaChina's like, oh, you know, I used to mentor Zora, and now Zora's just, you know, way above me now at this point in the world of sports. But, you know, it's always great to be able to connect great people, and I think they're doing a tremendous job with their show on Twitter.
It is very rare that you get to early February, and it's the first meeting in conference play, but due to the COVID pause, that's what will happen Friday night. First meeting of two in the next 12 days, Elon and UNCW, your opening thoughts on the Seahawks.
They're a dangerous team. You can't underestimate them. You know, they played a big game against Drexel and went into overtime, you know, and then there's games where they just don't show up, you know. So you have to anticipate the best UNCW team showing up, and that's a team that's capable of beating anybody in the league.